We continue our discussion about the Shaila of Yichud in the elevator. And as we began discussing in our previous year, when we speak about the Issa Yichud, we need to understand what is the basis of the Issa Yichud. Is the basis of Issa Yichud for Bia, or is the basis of Issa Yichud even for Chivik V'Nishuk? It's clear that it is the opinion of Rav Moshe. The Rav Moshe held that the Issa Yichud is Tali in Bia. But when it came to a shir, Rav Moshe does not want to limit himself to a certain amount of time, because Rav Moshe says there are many factors to take into consideration in determining the shir. Rav Moshe says it depends on the familiarity that there is between the man and the woman. It depends on how many women one is being misyached with. And therefore, Rav Moshe says that every situation has to be judged independently. On the other hand, the Minchas Yitzchak, in a series of tshuvas in Chelek Dalet, Simen Tzadik Dalet through Simen Tzadik Zayin, says that the shir is 5 minutes. And so too did my Rebbe, Reb Tovya Goldstein, Zichrono Livracha, paskin that the shir is 5 minutes. The Chalkas Yaakov, as we just mentioned at the end of our previous shir, is of the opinion that the Issa Yichud really is not dependent on Bia. And since the Issa Yichud is not dependent on Bia, even in the smallest amount of time, there is an Issa Yichud. And as we mentioned in our previous shir, this question is very relevant to the question, is there Issa Yichud in an elevator? The Shaila of Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Vav Simen Mem, has a very long tshuva with many different issues regarding Hilchus Yichud discussed in them. In Perucha Beis, he discusses this issue, and he clearly holds that the Issa Yichud is connected to Bia. He says, if we look at the words of the Rambam in Perek Chabez of Hilchos Issur Bia Halacha Aleph, which are also the words of the Shulchan Aruch Evin Ezer, Simen Chaf Beis Sif Aleph, Shedava Zeh Goyrim Legalis Erva. And so too, he quotes the Meiri in Masechta Kedushin. The Meiri in Masechta Kedushin says, when explaining the Issa Yichud, Menei Shadova Mafteach Umavoy Legili Erva. It's all connected to the Hilchus, to the situation of Bia. And so too, the Gemara Masechta Kedushin that pay on the base, when it speaks about Issa Yichud, and the Gemara says that there's an Issa Yichud even for one man with two women, says the Gemara Fishnashim Datan Kalis, Fishtasrat Vishnaim Tisratsna Laveira, says Rashi. So you see again, Rashi seems to learn that the issue is that they're going to do an Aveira. And that's why when you have a Shomer who will not participate in the Aveira, whether it's a Shomer who's a Ktana who won't yet do your Aveira, or it's a woman who is from the women that you won't do an Aveira to with, we see that the entire issue is always an issue of Bia. In fact, that's why when you have three women, you need not be concerned for Bia, because since you have so many women, says the Rajba, in the Shalos HaTshuvos HaRajba, Chelek Aleph Simen Tuf Kuf Pei Zayin, when there are three women, he's going to, they won't do Bia, and therefore there is no issue of Bia. But he himself says that the Gemara, our Gemara of Rav Zecharia ben Aktsav, is an issue. How did Rav Zecharia ben Aktsav, why was Rav Zecharia ben Aktsav so careful of not to be together with his former wife in the chatzar when there is no problem of yichud, when it's for such a short amount of time? So he and the Miches Yitzchak as well say that there are a number of ways of understanding Rav Zecharia ben Aktsav. One way of understanding Rav Zecharia ben Aktsav, that Rav Zecharia ben Aktsav was machmer. And the truth of the matter is, the Mefarshim point out, there's reason to understand it that way, because the Gemara says that Rav Zecharia ben Aktsav was careful not even to be with his former wife within the chatzar. Now the chatzar is a public area. In a public area, there is no problem of yichud. So why was that a concern? So must be that he was being machmer. Or another approach, when we speak about Rav Zecharia ben Aktsav, is that the halacha is stricter with a former wife than with any other woman, as we find in our Gemara, where the Gemara teaches us that a man and his divorcee may not live in the same neighborhood. Why are we so strict about a man and his divorcee? That's because they have this familiarity, and therefore we need to be more concerned by them than by anyone else. Therefore, he continues and says that in any situation where we need not be concerned for Bia, there is no problem of Yichud. He takes this concept even one step further, a very big Chiddush. He says that if you'll have a man who, and this question unfortunately comes up very often, if you have a man who's ill, is no longer has Gvuras Anoshim, he no longer can do Bia. The question is, and there's a nurse caring for him, the question is there an Issa Yichud for such a man? So he takes a lenient approach, and he says, if we're learning that the entire Issa Yichud is only in a situation where they could come to Bia, so if we know that this man is incapable, if we know that this man is incapable of doing Bia, there is no problem of Issa Yichud. A very big kula. Most Poskim are not so quick to accept that Tzitzel Yezus kula. The Miches Yitzchak takes the similar approach to the other Poskim that we've quoted, and he says that in a situation where there is no concern of they're going to come to be there enough time to have Bia, there is no Issa Yichud, and therefore he discusses this very question about Yichud in an elevator, and he says in a situation where people keep on, will have to wait a long time until they can be sure that they wouldn't have a problem with Yichud in an elevator, we could be lenient and allow them to be even in an express, even allow them to be in an express elevator. It's interesting that, as I mentioned earlier, the Miches Yitzchak is the one that speaks about the sheer Yichud, and is the one that says that the Shir Yichud is 5 minutes. And in that series of tshuvas that I mentioned, he defends vigorously his opinion that that is the Shir Yichud. He still takes he still quotes the Brisker Rav that says that, as we're learning Masechta Ketubos, in our Masechta we've encountered many times the halacha of Yichud after the Chuppah. There, the Brisker Rav said that the Shir Yichud after the Chuppah should be a longer Shir than the Shir Yichud for the Isser Yichud. There's a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos B'Tzeil HaChochma, Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin, where he discusses this question as well. And he brings another very strong raya that there is no Shir Yichud. He says, because nowhere, when we learn Hilchas Yichud in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Chaf Beis, does the Shulchan Aruch mention a Shir Yichud? So if there is, as the other Pesukim we've quoted, that if there is indeed a Shir Yichud, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch quote that Shir? Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam quote that Shir? It must be that there is no Shir to Yichud. How do all the other Pesukim respond to that? They say, because the Gemara in Masechta Saita does speak about the Shir Tumah. The Gemara in Masechta Saita does speak about the Shir Tumah for a woman that had Kinui Vestira. And therefore, whatever is the Shir Tumah over there is the Shir Tumah for Yichud as well. However, the B'Tzeil HaChochma makes a very strong argument why we should not be able to compare the halacha of Yichud to the halacha of Kinui V'Stira. Because even if we'll say that, as we've been quoting many Paiskim, that Yichud is Osir because of, that Yichud is Osir because of Bia, he says the circumstances around Kinui V'Stira are very different than the circumstances around Yichud. He says Kinui V'Stira represent the past. A woman did something. She was secluded with a man in the past. Her husband is concerned about his wife, and that's why he does Kinui, and now she does Stira. Yichud is not about the past. Yichud is all about the future. And moreover, he says, and it's a vart that we said in our previous year as well, if a woman will have kinui, where her husband warned her not to remain secluded with a man, and then she's soisu with that man, so she's not considered that she had stira with that man, as long as she wasn't with a man, whatever the shir tumah is, as the Gemara describes in the Masechta Saita, and it's quoted by the Rishonim and the Paiskim. Yichud is just the opposite. Yichud, let's say, and we quoted Rav Shlomo Zalman in our previous year saying this, let's say a man and a woman are b'yichud, and at the beginning, and for whatever reason, the yichud, let's say, is 5 minutes, the Michas Yitzchak says. A second after the 5 minutes begin, there aren't 5 minutes left. That doesn't mean that if the man and woman aren't together for 5 minutes, they weren't over Yichud. Why not? After the first second, they don't have enough time. So we see that the vart of Yichud is a different lomdus than the vart of Kinui V'Stira. And therefore, just because the Shulchan Aruch mentions the shear of Kinui V'Stira, it should not be enough that the Shulchan Aruch shouldn't have mentioned a shear for Yichud. And the fact that the Shulchan Aruch did not mention a shir for Yichud is an indication that even in the most minimum amount of time, there is an Isser Yichud. Then he wants to suggest that the could be that yichud is only us, that there are two dinim and yichud. The yichud of bia is a yichud that's an issa d'oraisa, and that issa d'oraisa is only indeed with the sheer tumah, the sheer of 5 minutes or whatever. But yichud the rabbanon, one would be over even in a smaller amount of time. And therefore, he takes a stricter approach, and only if it's a, unless it's a shas chatrak, he is machmer. He does, however, say that if a man enters into an elevator, this eitzah wouldn't work under all circumstances. He says, but if a man enters into an elevator together with a woman, and he's concerned that now he has a problem of yichud, so he says what should be done is he should press the button of the elevator, that the elevator should stop quickly, and could be, if it's going to be such a very small time, short amount of time, going back to something that we quoted in our previous shiur from the Chelkas Yaakov, when it's a very, very small amount of time, everybody would agree that we don't need to be concerned for yichud. Interestingly enough, Rav Vosner, in Shalos Hatshuvos Shevet Halevi, Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Pei Beis, discusses this question of yichud in an elevator, and he says a very interesting concept. He says, because one of the rayas that many poskim bring why we could be lenient for yichud in an elevator is that we find that Chazal said that a Pesach Pesuach, if there's an open door or any other such circumstances, there is no issa yichud. So he says, why is an elevator worse than those circumstances? So Rav Vosner Zatzal takes the following approach. He says, if the entire circumstance is a circumstance where there is no yichud, for example, there's an open door, so there is no problem of yichud. But a man and a woman in a closed elevator, even though they're not going to be there for the amount of time, still the circumstances are a circumstance of yichud, and therefore they could come to do something that's improper, or even if they won't do something improper, it's an environment, says Rav Vosner Zatzal, that could lead to improper thoughts or improper action, and therefore he says kedai lahachmer. But he concludes that even though he personally feels maybe one should be machmer, he says that he is difficult for him to be machmer against all the other poskim who are mekel. And moreover, he says that if it's going to be a situation where people can't be machmer, it's a difficult situation because it's a difficult circumstance, maybe we should say mutav shei shogigin v'hayin zidin, and better not talk about it. Moreover, if the woman is married, so we have a heter, a bala be'ir, and on a husband we could have ishtoi mishamritoi, but the heter bala beir is a stronger heter than ishtoi mishamritoi. So la'aloch l'maisa, it comes out that even an express elevator, since it goes very quickly and will never come to the Shia Yichud, and you should press a button that you can never come to that Shia Yichud, we could be makel. The only one shaila that's left that the Paiskim discuss is what would be the halacha if a man and a woman enter this elevator and they could create a situation that they will cause that the elevator will not stop. Would that be also considered an issa yichud? The Paiskim are pretty lenient in that situation as well, because if you're going to do that, the people who are waiting for the elevator are going to start buzzing and making sounds. Where's the elevator that we're waiting for? And therefore, that too would be considered like an open door and would be mutter. Moreover, the Paiskim are lenient in the old-fashioned elevators that had a window in the door of the elevator, that there is no issa yichud, like we spoke about in the previous year, if there's surveillance cameras in the elevator. This last situation, the Paiskim maybe are more concerned in an elevator at night where it's less likely that somebody will notice that late at night, if you're in a building where people may not be there to notice that why is the elevator not stopping? Why is this elevator closed for such a long time?